This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to property owners through video conferencing. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Speaking on this occasion, the Prime Minister termed this day historic for the rural economy. He said over 2 crore 25 lakh property documents have been issued in the last 5 years since the implementation of Swamitva scheme. Mr. Modi said, lack of proper property documents is a big problem which causes disputes. He said proper documentations of the property will facilitate getting loans from the banks and protect from illegal encroachments. In West Bengal, a Sialdah court today found Sanjay Rai guilty in the R.G. Kar Medical College rape and murder case. The next hearing of this case is on the 20th of January. It is expected the court may pronounce the quantum of sentence on that day. The judicial magistrate said the evidence submitted by the investigation agency CBI proves that Sanjay Rai is guilty in this incident. The body of the PGT doctor was recovered from a seminar hall of the R.G. Kar Medical College on the 9th August this year. Last year, Sanjay Rai was arrested by the Kolkata police on the 10th of August. A total of 1,521 nominations have been filed for the 70-member Delhi Assembly elections. According to the Election Commission, 680 nomination papers were filed on the last day of nominations yesterday. The poll body said the maximum number of nomination papers have been filed in the New Delhi Assembly constituency. The scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today, and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 20th of this month. In Bangladesh, the Constitution Reform Commission appointed by the Nobel Peace Laureate Dr. Muhammad Yunus administration recommended the removal of secularism, nationalism and socialism from the Constitution. The Commission, led by Professor Ali Riaz, also proposed a bicameral parliament for the country, a two-term limit on a premier's tenure and reinstatement of the provision for a referendum to amend the Constitution. Earlier in November, just after assuming the office by Dr. Yunus administration, the Attorney General of Bangladesh, Mohammad Asaduzzaman, had called for removing socialism and secularism from the country's constitution. High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka, Santosh Jha, and Sri Lanka's Minister of Buddha Shasana, Religious and Cultural Affairs, Hinuduma Sunil Senevi, announced the renaming of Jaffna's Cultural Centre as the Thiruvalluvar Cultural Centre today. The tribute honours the great Tamil poet-philosopher Thiruvalluvar. Built with Indian grant assistance of $12 million, the state-of-the-art centre includes a museum, a 600-seat auditorium and an 11-storied learning tower. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian have signed a new comprehensive strategic partnership agreement following bilateral talks in Moscow. According to Kremlin website, the two countries have agreed to strengthen cooperation in trade, investment, defense, security, space, energy, and counterterrorism, among other areas. Israel will release 735 Palestinian prisoners during the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal agreed upon with Hamas. In a statement, Israel's Justice Ministry said the deal is expected to go into effect tomorrow and include three phases. The first phase is expected to last for 42 days, during which 33 Israeli hostages are said to be released. In the India Open Badminton Tournament, the Indian men's doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy will face the third-seeded Malaysian duo of Goh Zhe Fei and Noor Izzuddin in the semi-final in New Delhi this evening. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's team will compete in the semi-finals today. The Indian women's team will face South Africa this evening at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi. Later tonight, the Indian men's team will also take on South Africa, with their match scheduled to start at 8:15 p.m. at the same venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.